All right.
Blog Talk Next. Radio.
Oh, yeah, okay. Now we're ready to go live. Now look, fellas, I don't want to be on this goddamn thing by myself. Call in and ask the motherfucking questions, because if you don't ask it today, tomorrow is going to be old. You ain't going to need to know it. Do you realize that tomorrow will be old news next week? I try to tell myself to relax, because I'm getting too old to run like I do. I ain't too old to smoke this weed, though. I ain't too old to drink this alcohol. I ain't too old to eat the fine food I eat. I ain't too old to meet motherfucking women. I ain't too old to motherfucking fuck a bitch. I ain't too old to want what the fuck I want. This is all it is to it. You know, I'm too old to just be running, to run. So I don't be running just to run. I be running to take care of the motherfucking business that I be having to do. But I am running. So, hold on. Hey, can you turn that down?
Hey, I forgot to tell you, this should pick up everything.
You can turn it on, just turn it down.
All right, that's cool. Just handle that now. Let me get my business. I'm sorry, you guys.
But... Hey, I told you guys I'll be running into women. This one might be a keeper. See, I'm running, paving the way for my golden years. I ain't stupid. I know time goes on. I know I'm getting older and older and older. That don't make me less effective. It just lets me know, you know, shit is in line to happen to me. I don't want no motherfucking shit happening to me. I know if I could have done this shit, this running earlier in my life. Well, I guess I did do the running earlier in my life. And that's why I'm doing okay now. Because I ran for a reason. I didn't run just to run. Young motherfuckers run so that their golden years can be lived out in bliss. Old motherfuckers sit and enjoy the fruits of their earlier labor. That's just how we live. Shit. I never did believe, you know, the shit I'm doing now. I never did want to watch the days turn into nights. Fucking watch the goddamn grass grow. So I decided to pass that shit and live for my golden years. Because the golden years are not the years you're supposed to experiment and experience shit. You're supposed to experience shit in your youthful years. So that your golden years can be happily remembered, because that's what you're going to have, a memory of times past. See, I think this way because the years that they determined to be golden, you know, your 60s and 70s, that shit is outdated. I'm already 70. Shit. Golden years are 85 to 100 now. So if I put my efforts in, if I put it in overdrive, this shit I'm doing could possibly work out for me. It just might fill the bill. So if not, I'm going to keep on pushing till I reach perfection. But there is one thing that I have perfected, and I'm proud of that accomplishment. I can be me better than I can be anything else. What about you? Some of you motherfuckers can't even be yourselves. you'll sit up there and you say, yeah, I can be myself, but you don't never be yourself. You always some other motherfucker when you're in front of a broad and when you're in front of some fool you want to impress. Shit. We all know that practice makes perfect. So I steadily practice being me. And when you're practicing the same shit, you're practicing the same shit that you've been practicing over and over and over, and you're getting the same results that you've been getting. It just seems to me you wouldn't want to perfect being alone, because that's all you motherfuckers do is be alone and be lonely. People think that I'd be paranoid. You know, sometimes when I talk about the shit that I be talking about. When I was studying my undergrad work, the cloud, you know, that cloud, it was new, brand new. And they were just talking about it. And we had to make some observations. Hold on. We had to make some observations in this class and tell what we thought about that, the cloud. The whole thing, the whole idea. And I said I would never use it because it seems too easy to hack into it. Now, we had to include all the safety features that the people that was creating this cloud was saying they was bragging on, and then tell what's safe about it or what's not safe about it. 815, what's up, bro?
If you got a plan, and, you know, you're executing your plan, and throughout the process, you have a family member, you know, intervene. Do you deal with the family, or do you stick to the plan?
Bro, you stick to the plan, and you deal with the family. See, you can't separate life. You stick to your plan, and you deal with, I mean, if it's to be dealt with, I mean, you know, family shit don't supersede everything. But it supersedes most things. So what I'm saying is, if you can't have a plan and still deal with whatever the hell you've been dealing with every day before you made the plan, you ain't gonna achieve that plan. A plan is not something that's gonna substitute. It's an addition. So you have to be able to handle whatever the fuck you've been handling, and then handle your new plan, and you gotta integrate it into your everyday action so it works smoothly. You don't supposed to stop something so that you can, unless it's counterproductive. I'm saying, you know, you don't supposed to stop taking care of your family or being involved with your family or doing things that's important to your family because you got a plan to do something else, man. Your plan is fucked up if that's the case. You understand what I'm saying?
I definitely see that perspective, but my thing is, what if the interaction with the family is not productive and it's not really...
Bro,
you know,
stop. I said if it's productive. So if it's not productive, what's wrong with you thinking, fuck them? You don't need me to tell you that. I already told you, if it's productive, fuck with it, man. And the first thing you say, well, what if it's not productive? Don't fuck with it. 2 and 2 is 4, right?
Yeah.
So if it's not productive, and we're talking about shit that is productive, why would you be concerned with what's not productive?
Because it's family. But I feel what you're saying now. I got clarity. I appreciate that.
All right, bro. I appreciate that call, man. Hey, you know, don't trip, man. I just am very passionate about what I think. Sometimes I think everybody should think this way, and I know for a fact, when you have options, you're supposed to choose one. You ain't supposed to be left with nothing. Otherwise, productive or not productive, we choose what we want. You either fuck with what's productive or not. It ain't got nothing to do with anything else, bro.
Right. Well, I appreciate
all right,
that.
Man. You know it, man. Be cool. See, a lot of cats don't have an understanding like this brother that I just spoke to. Because, see, I'm going hard against what he's saying. And he's man enough to calmly deal with it. But it's not going to change me as far as how I go hard. It's going to make me respect him because of the way he's dealing. I push. I'm pushing you. I don't give a fuck. You ain't going to talk to me easily. I'm going to make you think while you're talking, and I'm going to make you believe what the fuck you're saying or not. Now, when I was studying my undergrad work, like I'm saying, that cloud was new. And I have never used it. I did use it in an exercise we had to do. But I thought it was too fucking vulnerable. So I ended up having to accept that I was old-fashioned and out of date when it comes to that. But I'm telling you, I never used the cloud. All my shit is still on my computer and on my my hard drive that I got, my separate hard drive. I watched the news. I watched the news last night. I remember I was watching the news, and it was about this anti-car theft thing. This is new shit. And they had these goddamn police had set some shit up for a car to be stolen. And this is when the keyless entries first arrived on the scene, you know. Not necessarily when you had that lock, the turbo to unlock your car. But I'm saying, you know, when they got these little numbers on the door where you can push the numbers, you know, and you can get in the car and those same numbers will start the car. But motherfuckers were stealing cars because they're computer geeks and they know how to beat this computer shit. So why wouldn't they know how to beat that cloud protection? They certainly break it into everything supposed to be secret in the United States. I ain't saying it's because of the cloud. I'm saying technical motherfuckers are going to be sharp. They just know. All that keyless entry shit. Computer freaks have all the information to get into that computer shit. And one motherfucker, because you know they network it everywhere around the world, and once one motherfucker in Germany finds out how to beat that goddamn keyless entry, he goes put it on the net, and the next thing you know, every motherfucker that do that shit gonna know how to do it. So where's the safety for your fucking car? What I'm saying is, them motherfuckers figure out the username for the vehicle, then they figure out some kind of goddamn password with some generic shit they do. They fool the car into thinking it's the right key, and they go with your shit. I had a 2011 Supersport drop-top Camaro stolen maybe 2 years ago now. It's been a while now, but what I'm saying, when they found it about a month later, it was in Richmond, totally stripped. They had even took the shit, you closed the door, and it latched on to it. They had cut that shit. It was seriously stripped all the way to the door panels. So think about Philly. Any political motherfucker is when all that info Putin stole was right in front of us, then he didn't even have to come over to the United States to do it. He stole the shit from Russia. That's what technology do for your motherfucking ass, you crazy motherfuckers. This is what technology does. It makes you a mark. Nothing you can do is going to motherfucking fool the motherfucking computer freaks. And they breaking in, and they doing whatever's their agenda. I think all this technology makes it to where there is no secrets. Now, to top all this shit off, guess what is the only thing that can stop your car from getting stolen if it has a goddamn keyless entry? guess what? I know you don't know that old-fashioned club that you lock on your brake and you hook it onto your steering wheel. That is the only thing that's going to keep your keyless entry car from being stolen. The only reason your keyless entry car has not been stolen is they not tried to steal it yet. Because there ain't no way the keyless entry is going to keep a computer motherfucker from getting in your car. I'm just saying. Why will club work? Because it has no computer parts that some motherfucker can short circuit or whatever the fuck. Man, I'll be going through so much shit. And the shit I'm going through made me just think I need to revisit my fucking course. Because, I don't know, it just was fucking with me. You know, I'll be catching. So it ain't got nothing to do with that. And this motherfucker that I got it in now, I kind of like. So I'm saying, shit, it's not about that. Okay, 216, I'm sorry, man. I'm talking so much shit I need to see. What's up?
No, I wanted you to keep going because I can talk about that. But real quick on the technology piece, though, bud.
Do what?
I'm thinking, no, I said I wanted you to keep on going. I know you're about to start talking about some, you know, some game shit, but I got real quick something to say about the technology, though.
Okay.
So I think my thinking is similar to yours. It's just the computer shit, man. Like, motherfuckers can just hack into a computer, whereas in the olden days, you make an actual lock like a locksmith. I'm not saying you can't break in, but it was way harder, man. But I see a correlation to that with everything else in life, bud. Like, the game has gotten watered down, nigga, everything like that, because niggas can hack into shit and Google shit, whereas you see what the kind of correlation I'm making?
Yeah, I do, but listen, what you're saying is what I think, but in different words, because before technology, you had to physically go somewhere and be slick enough to take something, whatever it is, espionage, whatever. Now, some motherfucker that had no skills except computer can sit in his room and break the world. You know, what? How slick is that? That's fucked up. Your shit, my shit, the only reason they ain't took your shit out your bank account is because they haven't tried your account. If they try your account and you got some money in it, they taking it. And that's the truth. They really fuck with big business as far as how they really roll doing that shit. But the same shit can be done on me and your individual account. It's just, if that's the case, not worth it to these motherfuckers. But, you know, they go in the Bank of America. They go in Macy's. They go in all that kind of shit. They make any of that bullshit threat. Them motherfuckers going to pay. And believe it or not, this has been kept quiet. Motherfuckers been getting blackmailed by these cyber hackers. Well, I don't know how long, man.
I heard about it. Even police stations get hacked. And yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so how can you protect yourself? How can you win?
I don't know why they even try, bud. Like, why even try? Why not take it?
The way to win is to get off the grid. I mean, you're going to have to play some of the rules the way they play. But I'm saying, as long as you got to go to work to some other motherfucker, and as long as you got to stay in line to do whatever the fuck you want to do, you're gonna be dealt with. And I ain't saying all of you guys that go to work is fools. I'm saying all of you motherfuckers that's going to work better be thinking and looking for a way out of that shit. Because pretty soon, everything you be seeing on TV is going to be true. They're going to have a barcode on your wrist. Money is going to be minutes of life. You know, and I'm just saying, man, it may not be that wild. But, you know, I'm not a conspiracy type thinking dude. But I don't doubt how far they're going to go. Back in the 60s. I used to tell people, fucking Star Trek is not real, but best believe anything you see on TV has already been done.
Right.
Anything you see on TV that looks fantastic, believe it, it has been done. They didn't move people from this position to that position with some computer-generated bullshit. The future I'm telling you, you don't really think this, but the future is real. Look at this climate change shit. Look at all the future fucking movies you see about the world in a destroyed state because of how the people in the world didn't take care of it 100 years ago. You see, it's all barren. It's all fucked up. That shit is real, and it's coming to that. We've been to find out that the government has been hiding the fact that real space motherfuckers been coming to this country, I mean, this world to Earth, for a long time. And everything that they're finding out, Stonehenge, all these big monolith-type structures, are all on some crucial fault points in astrology. And they all connect on that fault point. And it's shown. They got this shit, guys. It's shown. That Bermuda Triangle supposed to be... Listen, you guys are going to think I'm crazy, but I watch this shit. The ocean is so deep and it's so big, we know more about space than we know about the ocean. We know more about what will crush some specially created metal for this submarine. And the only thing that's going to do it is the ocean's pressure. The deeper you go, the more pressure it has. And there has not been a submarine or some submersive vehicle invented yet that can go to the bottom of the ocean. It goes to the bottom of where they at, and then when they get there, they find that it's something that drops off deeper. And they can, man, right. It's just too much that's not going on. So think of this, man. In the ocean, where it's so deep, the pressure will crush the newest fucking submarine, should not be able to support life. Otherwise, no fish, no nothing, because it's too much pressure. And that was the theory until they invented the little submersive that goes deeper than ever. And they see that it's 1,000 species of animals that they never seen, never heard of. And when they catch these motherfuckers, they're made up of material that's foreign to the motherfucking world. That you can't find this shit. How do a motherfucking, whatever it is, crustacean, light itself up like Christmas trees? I'm telling you, when you get down that deep, the motherfuckers do strange shit. Now, I'm not saying they're alien. I'm saying there's too much shit going on for you to not know. You don't know shit about what's going on because they've got it secret. They know what they know, but think about it. Are they going to tell you? What would happen if they say, God damn, do you know fucking UFOs is real? That shit in Massachusetts was a UFO. What if they just said that? Man, we have mass panic in this country. Them motherfuckers will go crazy. Because they all just see, I knew it was one. All of them just go crazy. So I can see why they keep it a secret. Can you?
I can.
So my whole Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, they made a movie about that where I think it was like Armageddon. They had to keep a secret to stop a mass panic, but they had to weigh the options. Let the people know and be transparent, or like, what's the point of letting them know if it's just going to be chaos? So I agree, this is some shit we don't even know about.
So my point to you, bro, is we got to stay in the know. And the only way you're going to stay in the know is to be handling your own shit. That's the only way. You get up to go to do what you need to do for money when you get ready, how you want to do it, when you want to do it. Ain't no motherfucker telling you shit. You got to do, pay your taxes, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying as far as living and what you're going to do, it's on your own time. It's on your own schedule. Ain't nobody handling me as far as that go. you know, IRS, none of them. Of course, you got to pay them. But I'm saying, do it. I do it when I get ready. I'm not doing it because you said April 15th. Fuck you and April 15th. Because they're always coming with some way you can do whatever you need to do to get it done. And this is how I think. I think you're not going to pigeonhole me into doing what every other motherfucker do so I can get in the same trip problem that every other motherfucker is in. Nah, man, they give them me to deal. I give them me to deal with uniquely. Bro, you got me. You got me strong, man. So I gotta let you go. Well, unless you got something else to say. But that was some good shit that just brought out a lot. I'm glad you checked on that technology shit I was saying.
Yes, sir.
That's real shit, man. You listen. That's good. See.
Oh yeah.
All right, bro. I'm gonna put you back in. Thank you, man. Hey. See, I can't control who buy my shit. Of course, I want all motherfuckers, excuse me, I'm sorry. You know I got that hate fever. I would want whoever buy my shit to be able to be of the caliber that can pick up the hidden messages. I'm not saying if you can't, fuck you. I'm just saying that's what I would rather. But the first tool that I made that has to do with sex. I finished it. It's available. But what it's about is how to make love to a woman's mind. I'm telling you, the shit is bomb. Or as I would put it, how to fuck a motherfucking woman's mind. You fuck the bitch's mouth. Some of y'all fuck the bitch's ass. And then some of you guys fuck the bitch's pussy. But how many of you motherfuckers fuck her mind? That tool is not overtly sexual. But what it offers is 40 minutes of dynamic, dynamite motherfucking shit when it comes to what to do and say during sex. Get at me about it. I mean, you know, sure, I don't really talk sex shit, so you can doubt whether or not I know anything about sex, but I do. So get your money together and buy this new tool. I talk hella shit. I am a motherfucker who run his mouth to perfection. So a few videos ago, I said I was going to keep you up on what was on my mind. And of course, I have jewels to drop. I do. My constant pursuit of representing large game has served me well. But more than that, I know who I would allow to be my inspectors. Ain't just anybody can't inspect what I do. I mean, they can, but ain't that a bitch? I ain't going for what their, you know, summations are. And at this point, those of you, you know, I had anything to do with lacing, you guys are sharp. You motherfuckers can recognize shit from sugar and would roast my old ass if I wasn't on point. That's why every time I get on a video, I got something to talk about, and I have a whole group of information about that something. Because I'm serious. I want to keep your respect. I already earned it, but I want to keep it. So I better make sure I know and show you all 150 ways to walk a straight line. You do know there are many ways to walk a straight line, don't you? Walk the line. Or you can walk that straight line into prosperity. Whatever your field of endeavor is, as long as you know what you're doing. I salute you all who put the work in. I know how hard it is. I salute you with the same gusto you salute me with. Silence. ever since I made it a point to be a real man in whichever field I went into, I never, never had a person that, you know, we had a conversation or a debate, and that person left with less respect for me than they came with. Most times, if not all times, their respect increases. Because what they peg as a pimp motherfucker ain't me. This was what I won and lost. Respect, I know, is something that must be earned and given freely. You have to earn it, but once you do, they willingly give it to you. A lot of you motherfuckers want respect and don't realize by asking for it, you've made it difficult to make your moves to get respect because you already didn't ask for it. Ain't nobody respecting you, and you didn't already ask for it. 517, what's up?
What's up, Professor? How you doing today?
I'm great. What's going on, Cameo?
Oh, man, you, Professor. I just want to talk about what you just said, some shit you just spoke on.
Walking a straight line
to prosperity. And there's 150 ways to get there. That's what I'm on right now. Because this game I got from you at SWU and the game I got from Shantae with his game pieces and Steve the Dean with the sex shit, you know what I'm saying, and applying that to all my ability.
Go ahead.
Soak everything in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be a millionaire in 5 years.
Hold up. Let me say something. Bro, I never realized until you just said that. But you guys, since you're doing what Cameo doing, got a hell of a crew teaching you. Me, Shit Talking Bud, Hollywood Shantae, and motherfucking Steve the Dean. We don't just completely fuck with each other, but we do. And we coming from the same place. But we got three different areas we covering. So if you getting late by all three of us, man, you really gonna be a monster.
Yeah, and that's what I'm on, just soaking that in and applying that to this entrepreneurial shit I'm doing with the Think It, Do It. You know what I'm saying? And actually applying what I'm learning. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. There's one thing you're doing right now I can't stand. Stop asking me, do I know what you're saying? How the fuck do I know what you're saying if you're coming up with some new shit? Hey, I'm telling you, man, when you run out of words, you run out of game. Do you know what I'm saying? That's letting them know. I don't know what to say right now, but I'm going to ask you if you follow me, and maybe I can think of something in this time. Nah, man, fuck that. Do you know what I'm saying? Shit. I don't want that bitch to know what I'm saying, because that means she's sharp as me.
Right.
So why you want them to know? Well, I want them to understand what I'm saying.
Right, because check this out, bud. The motherfucker that's as sharp as me on the far left side of the world.
and the far left side is west. So we going to say the far western corner of the world. There is a motherfucker there like me and you. But who in the fuck want to go that far to find that motherfucker when we right here? hey, good looking out, Cameo. I feel I got to keep rolling. Hey, see, when you ask for respect, no one's going to respect you. When you say, hey, look at me, ain't nobody going to see your shit. Motherfuckers avoid punk motherfuckers doing that shit. The way you say, hey, look at me, is everybody that bought Rolls Royces. Different Rolls Royces, different styles, all this shit. But they Rolls Royces, so everybody, you know, think their car is speaking on its own. But you take your Rolls Royce and go buy some special wheels. The special tires. Because you don't want to be like every motherfucking body else. Every motherfucking body else got Rolls Royce tires and Rolls Royce rims and just a plain Rolls Royce look. Motherfucker, I'm going to fly mine up. Chrome. All that shit. This is directly because excuse me. I do things to earn my respect. I don't, you know, then you see I got a Rolls Royce, man. You better give me my respect. That ain't where I'm coming from. I took my Rolls Royce and cut a sunroof in it. You ain't gonna believe this. In 83, when I bought that Rolls Royce, unless you had a convertible Corniche, there were no fucking sunroofs in a Rolls Royce. Now, them older Rolls Royce, 64, those clouds, they had a moon roof, which is a sunroof, but it don't have no glass and shit, and you like sunroof. That's the difference. The moon roof is full, solid, no light can come in unless the window's open. Then the sunroof, light can come in when the window's closed. That's the difference. But what I'm saying is shit. I took my car to the Rolls Royce dealer and told them to cut me a sunroof, and they say, man, we can't do it. And then I showed them, I had to show them my pink slip and had to sign a release that released them from any warranties because fucking with the Rolls Royce fucked with the warranty. Man, I fuck that. I want the sunroof. I put the sunroof in, and I had to get it specially made because, you know, the roof had to be bigger because the Rolls Royce is way bigger than a Caddy or whatever. But let me tell you something. You ain't going to believe this. Once I got that done, and let's say I took it to get it repaired or get it checked out or whatever to a Rolls Royce dealer, they all would ask me about my fucking sunroof. How the fuck? Where the fuck? And let me tell you, Rolls Royce started putting sunroofs in their hard tops. Not all of them, but you could request it. And they would actually do it. When I first requested it, they wouldn't do it because it would fuck with the warranty. I'm just saying, I've experienced this kind of shit. All right, you don't give a fuck. What I'm saying is if you don't attempt to earn your respect, you're going to be destined to search for it, never receiving it. I just think it's best to learn how to handle any situation. I just think it's best to learn how to handle any situation that life hands you, just have many different ways to handle it. I'm a firm believer that there's at least 40 or 50 ways to handle any one situation. And I know them all. You see, when you fuck with a lot of women, you can't handle each problem with the same solution. Or, should I say, it's not wise to do that. Otherwise, you could run into a problem, you know, if it's actually repeatedly done and, you know, they find out. I handle them all the same way in one respect. In one respect only. I was always the alpha man. I ain't getting a fuck. But the benefit of having a problem with several women and knowing how to do different things to get the same results is incredibly large. And my next two is going to explain what I mean. The most important thing that you can learn from a 68-year-old motherfucker when you like 20-something, the biggest and the most important thing that you can learn is how to get to be 68. Because you motherfuckers ain't going to make it. You just ain't. You going to die young because you motherfuckers don't try to live long. It just bothered me when I realized that it would be unfair to not share what I experienced a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to share it. I'm going to share an experience that you can have with your confidence or the confidence that I speak of. Also, I want to say I'm starting to see, besides gaining confidence with my course, I'm noticing some of you cats are really starting to say things that show critical thinking. If you want to be better and you do a lot of practice, you'll find yourself getting sprung. You'll be so sprung that you'll feel you can take on the whole world. Just let me break it down for you how you're going to roll Saturday night, tonight. You're going to hit the club solo. You're going to get there a little early so you can scout the broads coming in easily and smoothly. You're going to put a flag or flag potentials. And, you know, after a little while, you're going to put your lid in. Now, you didn't practice some of the shit that you didn't learn from me. You did that on your way to the club. Doing that makes you feel a lot more comfortable than you would when you get out in the field. So you exercise in your arsenal and weed in your garden. All that shit is going to take a great portion of that nervousness out of you. So when you step into the first pair, when you step to the first pair of ladies, because they're standing there together, and you got a plan, fellas, you got to understand your plan. It can't be something you brought in with you prepared. But to me, the best is based on your environment. Your conversation is not based, but it has a lot to do with your environment. And when you're doing it like that, you don't take long because, you know, waiting makes room for doubt. So now, you've experienced doubt or that kind of doubt for the last time. You made your mind into that. And remember, every time you see a female, you do remember. I don't want you and remember. I'm saying you remember the fucking every time. Damn, every time you see a female you want to talk to, you hesitate. You do. But this instance, you move in. Then after the first conversation, killed a lot of that anxiety, it also motivated you. And you said to yourself, no more. I'm not going to be doubting myself no more. Because one thing came clear to you at that point. You noticed that correct conversation indeed is an opener. Because as you went through your night, some women vibe to it, you know, immediately. And some not that much. And for the first time, you didn't give a fuck. Long as you sure yourself. Long as you put your bid in and don't lie. It's going to be easy to see where her head is. It just will be. One-fourth of you start smiling. No, I take that back. In one-fourth of an hour, 15 minutes, you're going to start smiling. Because you didn't spoke to more females than you've ever thought you could. In less than 15 minutes, and speaking to more than one woman was always a lot for you to do. But speaking to 7 to 10 women in one night won't be shit anymore. Because you didn't push yourself. All you'll see is how much fun you're having. And you'll see following a plan allows you to see enjoying yourself ain't that hard. It's when you're just flapping around, drowning, is when the shit seems hard. You're going to find them speaking to the woman. You won't experience any bitch-like attitudes. And once you realize this, because they see you stepped up with your confidence and you talk some real sense, they go enjoy it. Another thing you're going to notice is if you keep on talking daily to females, you're going to see that fear you have slowly seep away, little by little. Wake up and do the same thing Sunday. Go for a walk and kick it with the first ladies you see. Monday, while riding around, same thing. And every day after that, you're going to be down. Finally, you're going to start to see the cues happening in real time. You're going to start to see your actions being given in real time. You're going to have to get on the bus or in your car and drive 10 minutes and think about the shit before you realize you had action. You're going to be able to recognize it when you get it. You're going to find yourself more aware of your presence of mind, and you're going to force yourself to be quick with it. Your thoughts are at ease, and you realize other fellas could also be like this. I'm telling you, you should know as well as I do, there's always been women who wanted to be around the game and didn't want to do no hoeing. Some of the niggas I know would charge that woman, you know, some kind of way. And if she was dependable enough, he might do a little more with her. But, you know, she is not a hoe just because she wants to pay a tenth. Because she'd be willing to pay some of her money. Some of her money. A real hoe confronted by a real pimp would break herself, no matter how much it was. If she wanted to be with this pimpin', she don't break herself. Bitches with money are concerned with keeping their money. When real hoes can release themselves from the constraints of wanting or worshiping money, real hoes knows she make money. Money don't make her. Bitches with money don't know or believe that kind of shit. Some niggas believe bitches are smarter than they and ain't gonna go for the shit I'm talking. And I dare one of you motherfuckers to tell this bitch that's in my motherfucking house now that shit. I dare you to tell that shit to Wonderful Will or Joe Cato, rest in peace, or Robert Fisher, rest in peace, or Shantae Parker or Philmo Slim or Charlie or my black ass or Boss Hogg or white folks or that radio jockey bitch Jersey who I charged a few years ago. Bitches with money feel they're above hoeing, but they do not feel they're above being charged by a genuine pimp. See, here's another one for you. How many sides of a coin is there? Most believe there's two, heads and tails. Did you know? Heads has 14 facets, and tails has 12. So there's actually 28 sides to a coin. When you flip a coin and you're only relying on what you call, you're in a weak position. Because what you call wins, if you don't know all the different facets of it, you're in a weak position. Winning is not getting what you want. Winning is knowing what to do with what you get. I'm just kicking it with you because, fuck, we on the countdown round to ending this allowing fools who want to be in a league of distinction. Who's going to put the work in. They want to be respected as, but they don't want to put the work in. In the meantime, I'm getting ready to bombard you with the things I've been thinking lately. Look the fucking hell out. Plans. Everyone has plans. Plans for this, plans for that. There's a plan for everything in a motherfucker's life. Most of you, though, do not really plan. You think of something, you don't do it when possible. And that's that. Planning is systematically organized in a way or method you're going to achieve a goal. On the way to achieving that goal, there's going to be physical milestones that you can see or you can touch. That's going to let you know you're on your planned path. And once your plan has been executed, you're going to have in front of you what you planned on having. It's the critical thinking where most of you guys fall short. So let's all realize that. Let's just all realize we're going to stop simply thinking and move on to actually planning. We know critical thinking is an intricate part of planning. So when you get a plan, we gotta think it through to the end before you move on it. Starting at whatever the plan is, you gotta break down the steps or break it down into steps so that you can execute it and realize your plan. I mean, that's just a word to the wise. Sometimes things are easier said than done. I mean, I know you promised yourself things would change this year, and I know you were dead serious when you made that New Year's resolution. But as the days after New Year went on, you realize no matter how serious you were when you said it, you didn't have a gunch in the start. It wasn't that you didn't have a gunch. It's that you did not have the know-how. You didn't have the know-how to do it. So, I mean, everybody can say if you think it, you can do it. But how many believe that? If you want to make good on your goddamn resolution, do not wait any longer. See me and allow my course to guide you through a seamless process that's going to transition you into the arena that you want to be in. Alpha. Alpha, the reason I use it or refer to it is because it doesn't mean you're all this way. It means you're whatever the fuck you want to be that way, and you believe it that way, and that's the way you roll. That's why we can have 3,000 correct answers. I mean, it should be clear, but maybe it's not. Just because you accept that there are strong women does not mean you have to be a punk to deal with them. You ain't just got to accept what they say. I don't want to blame it on you identifying too much with women because you was raised with that perspective. But that's the fucking danger of growing up without a father in your life. Men should empathize, not sympathize with women. And you got to understand that there's things you learn. From my MP3s, for instance, there's six things that you need and can get from the MP3s. The first thing that you're going to get is a proper perspective on how to have women. The second thing you're going to get is how you're supposed to represent yourself at all times. The third thing you're going to get is what to do to make your star shine. The fourth thing you're going to get is how it feels to actually get some game. The fifth thing you're going to get is how to manage a gang of women and keep your fucking nuts. And the sixth and last thing you're going to get from my MP3s is how you will be perceived as a giant when you put all this shit together. You don't see how, well, you can see how that was accomplished by me. But you will have to do it for yourself. Check my site out for the latest. Any of the latest, any of the latest that I do, any of the latest things, I want you guys to understand there are things for me, there are things for you, and there are things for us to do together. I just want you to win. I seriously want your motherfucking ass to win. I don't want you to be no scary ass motherfucker letting bitches run you because of whatever the world says is going on. What you need to do is understand, Rosebud is going to be here, and you're going to like or dislike whatever the fuck I got to say, but it ain't going to stop me from saying it. And it shouldn't stop you from trying to understand it. All right, now look. There was a lot going on in what I talked about. Because, believe it or not, I just put bullet points over here. And if you got 80 bullet points or 90 bullet points, that's a lot of different subjects you're going to cover. So just understand, get the same intent is what's going on. My intention is to give you proper guidance so that you can understand when you're dealing with somebody like me, you take what they say and you apply it as it can be applied. You don't just make it. But I just read here what's my website. My website is AskRosebud.com. I got RosebudTheAuthor.com. AskRosebud.com is about mostly what we're talking about. And Rosebud the Author is where you can get any of my ebooks. So support me in that way. Support me with this fucking Cash App, you know, support me if you want. If you don't want to, fine, we good. I just think that you and I should have plans in our life. And what do you do? It's game time. How many teams do you know of that when the whistle blows for game time, don't have a plan? How many teams that's any good that you know of that don't have plans that they execute? Think about this shit I'm talking about. Think about it. I mean, it ain't about who's right. It ain't about am I right. It's about what's right for you and for me. They could be two totally different things. All right, fellas. I'm out. This is a short video. Matter of fact, man, you guys are making some pretty cool comments here. Let me see something. Everybody's speaking at this point. Number 9, come on, so it's not a heavy lesson. It's not productive. If it's not productive, you gotta say fuck it. Tail of night, that's right. Pull out the fuse punch. Making their own poor little keys and shit. You're going to have to learn what they know to protect yourself. Facts. Teach that position. Passion. Ooh, whatever. They know what I heard said I'm looking for you. You. Whatever. You lying. Ain't no motherfucking sinful looking for me, and you know it. Because that motherfucker, and you know, you can catch me on any one of this shit right here. How is he looking for me? You guys don't know how fucking fake you sound with that bullshit. What does that have to do with bitches, bro? What does what have to do with bitches? You on some deep shit today. I am, Sebi said. Ricardo, I ain't no all-around player. I'm an all-around motherfucker. And I'm an actual pimp nigga, retired. Only thing about pimp shit, the way to be, and I ain't saying I want to be a pimp. I'm just saying that's just the shit I think. That's how I run my life. True savage, they have to keep the secret to keep the masses where they have a true secret research. I don't know about all that goddamn shit. This is hella good. Lyric, whatever, your habitat or whatever. All right, motherfucker. Yasha, you heard some good shit. All right, you guys. You know what? I'm loving this shit, but I'm gone. Oh, shit. 224, what's up with you, bro?
What up, bud? Am I on?
Yeah, you on. What's happening?
Hey, man, I just want to say, I remember, because I've been following you for quite a while, and I saw when Paul said the weak-ass shit that he said and, like, the disappointment in your face. And then I've seen how you, like, when, you know, you had that one dude that was from, like, Europe or something. And how he was using your shit and being, you know, on top of the world, a confident person. And how proud you were of him. And I've just seen that, like, recently, I see the growth in you, and it's crazy that you know, you are in your 60s, and you're still growing.
I'm 68,
yes,
and
sir.
I'm growing. You're right, brother.
And it's motivating me. Hey, bro, I will be a part of your university, SWU. I will be a student, and I'm going to listen to everything you had to say because, man, it's dope what you're doing. I see it. I love it. And even just off of the little crumbs, the little videos that you know, I listen to, I'm noticing people moving differently around me because of this shit. So I'm definitely going to jump on board and make that investment because what you do is real. Yeah, I mean, it really is. I see it clear as day.
I appreciate it, bro, and I'm going to look out for you, man. Just get at me when
yes.
you can, and don't worry about it. Next semester start in October. If you ain't 100% straight, hit me anyway. We might work out something, bro.
Yes, sir. I already knew it was October. I'm getting ready for it now. I'm squirreling away my little money to make sure I'm ready. And hopefully I'm your best student.
Yeah, you probably will be too, man. Appreciate you, man. Hey, look, you guys, I'm gone. This is the end, but it ain't the end. It's only the beginning.